Chapter 1. The Call to Greatness. We all want to be somebody in today's world. Father John Carapi recalls that in his life before his conversion, when he was a millionaire in Southern California, he would drive through Hollywood in his red Ferrari, wearing a white cowboy hat and shades. As he drove by, people would turn their heads and look as if to say, "There goes somebody." Most of you know the rest of his story. Father John and his red Ferrari figuratively got carjacked by our Blessed Mother. We all want to be somebody. We want to excel. We want to stand out from the crowd. We want the respect and admiration of others. Do you remember the country song by Travis Tritt, "I'm Gonna Be Somebody Someday"? That's the American way. You pull yourself up by your bootstraps and go for success. There's nothing wrong with that in its right place. God calls us to do the best we can with the gifts He has given to us. Just like the old Army recruiting ad, "Be all that you can be." There's nothing wrong with that, as long as we know who is in charge, where the power is, whose service we are in, who's got to get all the glory and the praise, whose way it has to be, and whose will must be done each step of the way. You see, in God's plan, there is only one way you can be all that you can be. You have to be a saint. There is no other way. In a certain sense, we are all called to greatness in life. You may be surprised to hear that. We are all truly called to greatness. Humble, yet great in the sight of heaven. One of the main messages that came out of the Second Vatican Council was the universal call to holiness. Blessed John Paul II explained, "Today we have a tremendous need of saints. The world needs more than social reformers. It needs saints. Holiness is not a privilege of a few. It is a gift offered to all. Saint Jose Maria Escriva taught us, each day be conscious of your duty to be a saint. A saint. And that doesn't mean doing strange things. It means a daily struggle in the interior life and heroically fulfilling your duty right through to the end. True greatness is not greatness in the sight of the world. The world holds in high esteem wealth, success, status, power, pleasure, fame, and all those things that have no value in God's sight for eternity. What you are, what you truly are, is what you are in the sight of Almighty God. Nothing more, nothing less. That is what you really are. We are all called to be great in the sight of heaven. What does this mean? Greatness is the perfect fulfillment of God's will in your life. This means striving for perfect obedience to God's wisdom and will, no matter how simple it is. No matter how difficult it is, even in the most ordinary circumstances of your daily lives. This applies no matter who you are, or where you are, or what you are. Greatness, in other words, is holiness. Recall Saint Therese the Little Flower. She did simple things, ordinary things, all the little things that we do every day. But she did them in a spirit of perfect love, humility, and simplicity. And that is how you can touch the heart of the Father. By being a little child. Jesus told us in Scripture, "Unless you become like a little child, you cannot enter the kingdom of God." Blessed Teresa of Calcutta pointed out, "God does not call us to be successful. He calls us to be faithful." Thomas A Kempis warns us in The Imitation of Christ, "You have become puffed up with good success, imagining yourself to be what you are not." So what is the secret to attaining greatness? The secret to becoming a saint. Being holy, enjoying earthly and eternal happiness, the secret to becoming somebody is humility. Yes, developing the virtue of humility will bring us success and joy. St. John Vianney cautioned that without humility, everything else is like a huge heap of straw, which we have piled up, but with the first gust of wind, it's blown over and scattered far and wide. The devil has little respect for those devotions which are not founded on humility. Because he knows very well that he can get rid of them whenever he pleases. There are in heaven many saints who never gave alms while on earth. Their poverty was enough. There are many saints who never mortified their bodies by fasting or harsh bodily penance. Their bodily infirmities excused them. There are many saints, too, who were not virgins. Their vocation called them to other duties. But in heaven, there is no saint or angel who was not humble. Likewise, God has not called everyone to be doctors, preachers, or priests, nor has He given to all the gift of restoring sight to the blind, healing the sick, raising the dead, or casting out demons. But to all He has given the call to learn of me to be humble of heart. There were many things worthy of imitation in the Son of God, but he only specifically asks us to imitate his humility. We can condense all the treasures of divine wisdom which were in Christ into the virtue of humility. Let's think about it for a minute. He could have said, learn of me to be wise, learn of me to be prudent, just, or chaste. He could have said anything. In humility alone, he includes all things to learn from him. That's why it is said, whoever possesses the virtue of humility possesses in some way all the virtues, and he who lacks it lacks all of them.